Good evening. The show begins tonight in a conversation about Pakistan. Imran Khan is in jail. A man named Munir, the field marshal, is in charge of the country. Its border disputes with Afghanistan include artillery fire and many casualties these last weeks. But what is to be done? The recommendation from my colleagues is little to be done. Pakistan plays a double game about Afghanistan and the Taliban. Played a double game when the U.S. was there, plays a double game when it's not. Mr. Trump has called the field marshal his favorite field marshal, which is witty. At the same time, India is a longtime adversary of Pakistan and an ally of the United States. Is that relationship at risk? Unknown at this point. The show then turns, of course, to the matter at hand, which is very much about the tariffs in all directions. Conversation about what the tariffs mean for our allies and our adversaries, but at the same time, can't ignore the constant war fighting going on in the Middle East. Conversations with Ahmed Sharari and Jonathan Saeb, the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, along with David Ayoud, about Hamas, about Hezbollah, about Syria, about Yemen and the Houthis, about Al-Qaeda working with the Houthis. Bridget Toomey weighs in on that. And then the question of what is to be done about Iran. All that weighs on every time you report on the Middle East. There's never one thing you can focus on. It's all these weights and multiple fronts. Conversation tonight with John Hardy about Russia and its aggression, recently firing missiles that are not for Ukraine, but a demonstration of strategic weaponry. What is to be done? Mr. Trump again remarks impatiently that Putin has not come to the table. Will he come to the table? Unknown. The U.S. has increased sanctions specifically against the two biggest companies in Russia, Lukoil and Rosneft. And that will bite into the budget hard, quickly. I'll talk to Michael Bernstein about that on Wednesday of this week. Much big news in South America with the win in Buenos Aires by Milei's party, Libertad, gives him room to continue to correct the economy, which was based on printing money and maintaining the power of the unions and the Peronista coalition. The success of the vote says that people trust Milei to continue his experiments. It didn't certainly not weigh the U.S. got involved, Mr. Trump backing Milei all the way. So did Scott Bessent, offering a swap line, very big swap line, to protect the peso. So the U.S. did the right thing. And in fact, my colleague Alejandro Pena Exclusa says the whole continent is influenced by Mr. Trump's success in Buenos Aires. And this very much is the future for the Latin American nations having elections. Maduro will leave. Petro will leave. Lula da Silva will leave, and there are new right-of-center leadership looking to make good deals for the country and to be disposed towards success with the United States. It's the matter of very much of the unknowns ahead of us. Yes, I weigh upon that. China is the big unknown. The negotiation between Mr. Trump and Xi Jinping and his counselors is imminent. Will it come to a success? Unknown. At this time, though, the indication on Air Force One is that they're headed to a success. These sort of meetings between Xi and Trump are prearranged with a document to come already printed up and ready to be released as soon as the meeting's over. There'll be a press conference, perhaps. Unclear. The explanation for Xi's ability to negotiate is that he's much weakened in doing the bidding of the senior level, looking for a future with a better economy. Certainly the trade conflict with the U.S. does not lead to a better economy. There's also a question about Japan, now with the new prime minister, and Lance Gatling comes in with a positive view of Prime Minister Takeuchi meeting with President Trump in these next hours. Much more to learn, much more. Big day of news in all directions, trade, war fighting, meetings. No science. That's tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Good night.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.